Give me your hands, show me the door. I cannot stand to wait anymore. Somebody say, be what you be. We could be old and cold and dead on the sea. But I love you more than words can say.
At least it was here, by the 88 on Xennial Yearbook. I'm your host, Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Riley, do you recognize that song?
Yeah. It's from the hit, is it a sitcom? It's not a sitcom.
It's a sitcom.
The hit sitcom, Community.
That's right. How about that?
They should make this monitor lower. I can't really see you.
You should not sit at that seat. You always pick a different seat, like every couple of weeks. You'll just sit in a different chair. There's like, there's
you need
the
a change of scenery.
There's my chair, the host chair, and then there's what, four other chairs? And then Riley's tried them all out. Which one do you like the best?
I like this one.
Even though you can't see?
Yep.
All right.
Has a really weird amount of dog hair on it, but like, that's fine.
They probably had a dog guest.
We should have a dog guest.
Well,
I wonder what Ralphie would have to say.
I wonder. Anyway, this is the 2010 show. That was the 88, as I said, with the Community theme. I had to hide that from you because I know you're like always like go in there and you mess with the playlist. So I had to add it at the very last minute because I knew you'd find it.
That song is a strange choice for a theme song.
For a theme song?
Yeah, it's like you listen to it and you're like, what does this have to do with Community?
What does it have to do with a bunch of people in a community college? Probably not much. That's all right. What are you going to do? It's memorable, and that's what matters. Anyway, continuing on with the 2010 show. Oh, my gosh. All the things that happened in 2010. What happened in 2010, Riley?
Me!
That's right.
Happened in 2010.
We got ourselves a Riley. So, yeah, 15 years later, you know, hosting your own radio show. Big things.
I'm in the worst state ever.
Big things. What? Are you kidding me? I could name 30 states worse than this.
Okay, but this is not a good one.
It's pretty good.
This is a downgrade.
It's cold, but
yeah.
Other than that, it's not bad.
It's cold and we have mosquitoes. You know what I found in my bedroom today? A moth.
There's only like,
I took it outside. I didn't kill it. I took it outside, but we didn't have that problem in California. We would only have silverfish. Did you know I didn't even know those were real until Mom told me? I thought they were only in Minecraft.
Silverfish?
Yeah.
Silverfish are very real. Yes.
Like when you find an end portal, there's always silverfish there. And you have to like kill them.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, that's it for this week's talk in Silverfish. Why don't we play some music?
Okay.
All right. We got, oh my gosh, good stuff. Three of Riley's favorite bands. Two of Riley's favorite bands. We got the Black Keys coming up. We got some MCR coming up. And another band, maybe you don't know, the Naked and Famous. This song is called Youngblood. You'll probably like it. Lighten Up by the Black Keys on Zennial Yearbook. This is the 2010 show. What do you think of that song, Riley?
That was the last song I learned with my guitar teacher.
The last song.
I can actually play it now, Dave, I promise.
Okay. Well, maybe one day, next time you see him, you can play it for him. Or not. Whatever.
Shout out to Dave. He's cool.
Shout out to Dave. Before that, we had S/C/Scarecrow. Is it Scarecrow?
It's Scarecrow.
Okay. What's
with just being stupid.
That's what all the slashes?
It's like, I don't know, I haven't read the comics because they're impossible to find anywhere, but I think it's like...
The Danger Days comics?
It's something. It's something like, it's like a thing.
Okay. Good to
it's
know.
It's like an object.
It's a scarecrow. Scarecrow is
no, it's not. It's like a thing. I don't know. Guys, I'm not a poser. I promise.
All right. Fair enough. Scarecrow by My Chemical Romance. Before that, Young Blood by The Naked and Famous, a New Zealand indie electronic band. That's pretty fun stuff. What do you think of that? Good
pretty
stuff?
Fun stuff.
So far, we're 4 for 4. We are 4 for 4 in keeping Riley entertained today. Love it. So what else happened in 2004? The first... 2010. My bad. I said 2004. I don't know why. What happened in 2010?
I had my first Christmas.
Riley had her first Christmas.
And my first Halloween.
And you wore that hat, I think. We have a picture of it. I'll post it on the threads.
All right.
Yeah, because no one's going to look because no one's on Threads.
No one.
It's fine. The first iPad was released in 2010.
I didn't have an iPad. I've never had an iPad.
That's right. You are not.
I had a Leap Pad 2.
Oh, man.
I'm
you loved
not
it.
An iPad kid. I'm a Leap Pad kid.
You loved that Leap Pad. You still have it.
I still have it. Yeah. Mom tried to give it to our neighbors, and I was like.
Negative.
Absolutely not.
Negative Ghost Rider. That's funny.
I'm keeping that thing forever.
You should. You should keep it.
It's an artifact. It also like my videos of my Build-A-Bears.
Yeah, okay. Like you made your own videos? Why wouldn't you?
I just have like 10 gigabytes of like skits. It's
I used to make not videos with like stuffed animals, but I used to make audio recordings of stuff cuz it was the 80s.
Audio
Riley.
Recordings.
So we had a tape recorder, and you could like record like
audio
shows.
Recordings.
Oh my gosh, so much fun. Maybe that's why I like it here.
I want to see.
You can't see.
I want to hear.
I don't know where those tapes are. Sorry, dude. Ask your aunt. She'll know. She was part of it.
Of course she was.
Keep going. Next song. We got 2 more songs coming up before the break. Why don't we start off with, of course, oh my gosh.
What?
No, we only have one Sacramento band. Sacramento's greatest band, in fact. It's Cake with Sick of You.
Sick of you, so sick of me, I don't
Money Grabber by Fitz and the Tantrums. This is the 2010 show of Xeno Yearbook. What do you think of those?
That's good.
Good. Excellent. I'm glad. What else happened in 2010? The Deepwater Horizon oil drilling platform exploded in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, my bad.
No, it was before you were born, so I can't blame it on you. So yeah, this oil rig blew up, and it was obviously drilling for oil in the ocean, and it just started spewing out oil like uncontrollably for like.
Oh, is that when like
days and or weeks?
Oh, like the, like. People started using Dawn to, like, clean the ducks.
People were using Dawn to clean the ducks for years before then. But I mean, it was a gigantic mess. Yeah.
That sounds like such a good job. You just get to... Well, it's not, because, like, you have to...
Well...
Dig up a bunch of dead animals out of oil.
Well, not dead animals,
but like
animals that are covered in oil.
You get to clean them.
You get to clean them up.
And we're like, yay.
Awesome. Thanks, Procter & Gamble, for providing free soap to clean these ducks. They made a movie about it.
They did?
Starring Mark Wahlberg. It's called Deepwater Horizon. Check it out, maybe.
Eh.
Or don't, maybe. It's fine.
I remember we learned about that in, like, social studies in fourth grade.
Oh, wow.
They showed us, like, a bunch of videos of, like, animals, like, stuck in oil, and Ella was crying so bad they had to take her outside.
Oh, my gosh. Is she okay?
I don't know. She was, like, 9.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do? So, it's okay. We fixed it. Did we fix it? No, we're still drilling for oil in the Gulf. Everything's fine. You know what we should do?
Stop drilling for oil.
I mean, you know what we should do in the short term? Quick break. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back in about a minute with a little bit more Xennial Yearbook.
WTR. 7 years of college down the drain.
Hey, water lovers, this is Leslie Gabriel, your water ambassador, host of And So It Flows. Our water music and water culture brings water outside the cup. Moisten your ears every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here at WTBR 89.7 FM. Love your water.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
I'm the cook. I'm the man who killed Gus Fring. Now, say my name.
WTBR.
Satisfied. Here we go.
We're back. That was Animal by Neon Trees on Zennial Yearbook, the 2010 show. I'm your host, Kyle.
I'm Riley.
That's Riley. We're talking about 2010. Listen to the music that was big, or at least was released in 2010. What else happened in 2010? Anything interesting?
I don't know. It was kind of like...
It just got here?
Yeah.
So the company Standard & Poor's, which is a financial credit rating agency, downgraded Greece's, the country Greece, their sovereign credit rating to junk status.
What?
And that is bad. How bad?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, I'm glad you asked. So, sovereign credit ratings, they start at a AAA rating, which is like the best rating, and it goes down from there, right? And it's all based on the probability of default. Default means that you don't pay back the money that you're supposed to pay back. And it starts at AAA, then it goes down to AA+, and then AA, and then AA-, and then A+, and then A, and then A-.
I see. What are we?
And then it goes all the way down to BBB, I think, and then anything after BBB is considered junk. Bad.
What are we?
What's the United States? I believe the United States is at a AA+ credit rating.
Okay.
Which is good, but you know, could be better. Could be better. What are you going to do? You know what? I'm going to check. I'm going to check during this song. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to play San Diego's third greatest band. What do you think? Third?
No.
Second?
What are the other bands?
Who do we got? Stone Temple Pilots.
Meh.
Meh. Blink-182.
Second.
There's a cup. There's like Switchfoot.
What?
P.O.D.
Mm-mm.
All right. San Diego's second greatest band. This is a band called Pierce the Veil. Is this their first album in 2010?
This is their second album, and it was released a day before I was born.
Oh, wow.
June 21st. And if I have a time machine, I would go back and track them down. Because I don't think they were that big yet. Although, I don't know.
Absolutely
be like,
not.
Hey, can you release this album tomorrow? And you'd be like, how do you even know about this album? I'd just be like, trust me.
Trust me. It'll help. It'll make it a little bit better.
Get a new drummer.
Or could you be born a day earlier? Maybe that.
Whatever. I think it was like, can you control that?
Can you control that? Can the fetus control that?
Can the doctors control that?
Oh, yeah, the doctors can pull you out whenever.
Oh, well, then I'd probably be like stupider.
Well, yeah, like a one day stupider. Anyway, back to the show. This is Pierce the Veil, a band that we saw in Mansfield earlier this year. Pretty good, wouldn't you say? Oh, yeah, we'll start it off with their 2010 album Selfish Machines, a little song called Besitos, which means
kisses.
Nice.
Rock your back off!
Paraphernalia by Pierce the Veil. That was a lot. What do you think of that?
I mean, I picked it.
You did. So, of course you liked it. Before that, The Boy Who Could Fly, and started off the Pierce the Veil train with Besitos. Man, these guys are touring a lot.
I mean...
That's all they do is tour.
Yeah.
All they do is tour, tour, tour. No matter what.
It happens.
Yeah, it does.
They're going to Australia next.
Well, yeah, it looks like they're in Dublin and then London. Dublin, Ireland. Probably. Not Dublin, California. Which
Irish
is a
people
real
like
place.
Pierce the Veil?
Everyone likes Pierce the Veil.
Yeah, I guess so.
So what else happened in 2010? Anything? Oh, you know what? The FIFA World Cup was held in South Africa.
Isn't it held every year?
It's held every 4 years, in fact.
Okay, so how would I even know that?
As like the day you were born, I want to say, I was holding a, no, yeah, no, your mom was holding you, and I was just like sitting in a chair in the hospital watching the FIFA World Cup.
Instead of holding your newborn daughter?
Well, you know, your mom was holding her. She was busy. You were busy with mom.
Okay.
And I was sitting in a chair watching the FIFA World Cup, as one does when you're in a hospital. But, like, the hospital didn't have cable. All they had was broadcast TV. And they only had the FIFA World Cup on during the daytime on, like, Spanish TV. So it was in Spanish.
Okay.
So I'm sitting in a chair watching the TV, and the doctor walks in, and he looks at mom, and he looks at me, and he starts talking to your mom in Spanish. Because it's California, and, you know, sometimes people are bilingual. Yeah. Bilingual. And
I would have been if we'd stayed in freaking California.
That's true. You did go to a...
Do you guys know I went to elementary school across... around the actual Ocean Avenue? The Ocean Avenue.
Amazing.
There was an Ocean Avenue near my elementary school, and it was, like, the Ocean Avenue.
Like from the song?
Yeah.
Incredible. So, yeah, that's it. That's my FIFA World Cup story. It was won by Spain. I think I said that. Top TV shows in 2010.
House?
No, not TV shows. Movies. We'll do top five movies in 2010. Number five is a movie called Kick-Ass. Have you seen that?
Nope.
It's about some teenager who decides to become a superhero.
Okay.
Never saw it. Before that, How to Train Your Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Can confirm.
That's that came out in 2010.
2010, absolutely.
I like that movie.
The Social Network. Have you seen that?
Nope.
That's pretty good. It's a bit of a drama. It's about the founding of Facebook. The Facebook. You ever heard of the Facebook?
Yep.
Number two, Toy Story 3.
Three?
Three. Correct.
That's my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah.
And the number one movie in 2010 was... Your favorite Christopher Nolan movie and mine. Actually, your favorite is Interstellar.
I like The Prestige.
That's also very good. It was Inception, though, 2010. Number one movie. Great movie. You know, it's not on the top 10.
What?
In fact, I think it was like number 7 or 8. Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Of course.
Where you would have heard this song. Black Sheep by Metric.
You didn't even...
Shape, shift, and trick the power.
Metric with Black Sheep on Pittsfield Community Radio 89.7, WTBR FM Pittsfield 88.1, WSBR Lee. Man, that was hard to say.
Good job.
No, I'm supposed to be just reading. Sometimes reading is hard. Yeah. From the old Scott Pilgrim movie.
It's not old. It's 15 years old.
It is, in fact, 15 years old. It doesn't even seem 15 years old. But we'll take another quick break, and we'll be back. We'll be back We'll be back in about a minute or so. And, yeah, we'll be right back.
You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Welcome to the M&M Show. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
Listen to us every Tuesday from 10 to 12 for eclectic variety of 70s to today of every genre on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Radio like it used to be.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody. Come on.
WTBR.
DJ Khaled.
And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there. Cause all I do is win, win, win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. I never went nowhere, what they saying, Luda's back. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Luda Yak. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, like strippers' booties go. My verses still be serving, tight like a million virgins. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South's champion. Cause all I do,
and they stay there, yeah. And they say yeah, yeah. And they stay there,
up, down, up, down.
Cause all I do is win, 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 win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Swerving in my low, low. Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull that fofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled, dope, being so Snoopy in the hookie. System overload, I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up. Floss them up, toss them up, hard away, close them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, pressure, bro. Don't mess with us, we like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track, hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track, bitch, I want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
All I Do Is Win. That's DJ Khaled on Xennial Yearbook, the 2010 show, with the best hip-hop and R&B at 3 o'clock. That's how we do it on Xennial Yearbook. Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Kyle. Riley's over there. I don't know if she's going to make it. You know what? Let me get back into the music. Back into a little bit of Vampire Weekend. Can't go wrong with that. Off of their 2010 breakthrough album, Contra, this is Cousins.
Me and my cousins and you and
If I'm James Dean, you're Audrey Hepburn by Sleeping with Sirens on Zennial Yearbook. Riley, what does any of that mean?
They played that in Pierce the Veil.
What?
They played that at Pierce the Veil because they opened.
That's right. Oh, we didn't play any Beach Weather.
They don't have anything from 2010.
Oh, that's too bad. Anywho, do you know who James Dean and or Audrey Hepburn are?
Me?
You?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Emo bands love to talk about Audrey Hepburn. She's like an actress.
She is one of the most famous actresses from the 50s. And as is James Dean, although he isn't an actress. They're both actors. That's how we say it in 2025. Okay. They're both actors. Before that, Cousins by Vampire Weekend. Both, pretty good jams. Good jams. What else happened in 2010? Oh, you know what? Instagram, the application Instagram was launched. You're older than Instagram, Riley.
Okay.
How about that?
Cool.
Lots
of people are older than Instagram.
Most people?
You're older by, the whole internet. Be quiet.
Well, like the modern internet, yes. But not like the concept of the internet. We need to split hairs here. Why don't we get back to a little more music? What do you say?
Okay.
How about, this is a B.O.B. With Hayley Williams. This is a song called, what's it called?
I don't know.
It's Airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the party and it's smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap and you hoping but them people never call you back, but that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late, I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, somebody take me back to the days before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays, we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listening to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
If you feel like it, take me away and make it okay.
always smile. Take control on me just for the night. And if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. So watch and learn. I won't show you twice. Head to toe, ooh, baby, run it right. And if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else.
Goes like this. Tell me by the tongue and I know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you. Hey, all the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger. I don't need to try to control you. Look into my eyes and I'll own you. With the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves.
Remember by Alex G. That's another Riley pick. Care to explain yourself on that song?
Everyone like started really liking him in like 2021, like his first three albums.
Yeah.
And then you get to like his newer ones, and people are like, actually, this kind of sucks, but I don't think they suck. So.
So there you go. Excellent.
Anyways.
Excellent.
He's
choice.
In September in Boston.
He's in September in Boston. Oh my gosh. The month of Boston. Alex G will be in September. Where'd you go? There we are. Want to try that again?
No.
That's fair. Before that, Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera. Do you know who...
That's not Shakira?
No, it's Christina. You can't tell Christina from Shakira? One of them sounds like Gazelle and one of them doesn't. That's a...
I know.
What's that movie?
Zootopia.
It's a Zootopia reference. And before that, Airplanes by B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams. What do you think about the Zootopia 2 trailer?
It kind of looks terrible.
What?
They should have just left it.
Explain yourself.
I don't know. Like, the snake is weird. Like, why didn't he have clothes on? Everyone else has clothes except for the freaking snake.
Oh, the snake doesn't have clothes on?
No.
Because he doesn't have arms.
He's naked.
That's funny. It's naked. All right. So what else happened? How about we actually get to the top 10 shows of 2010? Not 10. Top 5. Only write down 5. According to IMDb, number 5. What do you think? Breaking Bad. That's about a chemistry teacher who decides to sell.
I know what it's about.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Before that is Fringe, which is a sci-fi show that I did not watch, and I don't know what it's about. Before that was, I'm sorry, not before that. Number three is Louie, which is it's kind of a sitcom by Louis C.K. before he was canceled. I guess people liked it before they knew what a terrible person Louis C.K. was.
Okay.
Allegedly a terrible person. I don't know. These are allegations. Number two is Spartacus, which is about the life and times of Spartacus. And number one, the number one show in America in 2010.
I don't know.
Treme.
I've heard of one of these shows.
Which was about life after Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. Pretty exciting. Right? No community, no house. What are these people watching? Spartacus, apparently. And Louis C.K. Yeah, pretty exciting. All right. You got anything else, or are we going to wrap the show here?
I think that's it.
Nothing else to add? All right. Well, there we go. If you like what you heard on this show, you can catch us on Apple Podcasts. If you missed part of it, Xennial Yearbook. That's Xennial with an X. Every time I tell people about Xennial Yearbook, they always say Z. And I'm like, no, X. It's a portmanteau. Is that what that is?
I'm not sure what that is.
When you take two words and you smush them together to make one word. Although Gen X is like two words. And Millennial is... Anywho. X-E-N-N-I-A-L Yearbook. You can also listen every Saturday live on WTBR or WSBR. Saturdays at 2 o'clock. We're here every Saturday. Or, you know, our voices are here every Saturday. We're probably off doing stuff. We're going to end on a little upbeat note. This is Sarah Bareilles with King of Anything on Xennial Yearbook. We will be back next week. Bye.
Keep drinking coffee, stare me down across the table while I look outside. So many things I'd say if only I were able, but I just keep quiet and count the cars that pass by. You've got opinions, man, we're all entitled to them, but I never asked. So let me thank you for your time and try not to waste any more of mine. To you, babe, but I'm not drowning. There's no one here to save.